Awesome. Thank you guys for coming out. I get to see my two senior pastors over here. I might have to send them in the back, you know, just for a few minutes. All right. Are you guys ready to receive from the Lord today?
Yeah.
All right, let's pray. Lord, we give you honor today, Father. We glorify you, God. We thank you, Father, because even before we came here, Lord, you knew exactly what we needed, God. And all we needed, Father, was to come here, God, and give you praise, Father, and bring our hearts to you, O God, so that you can work in us, O God. So, Jehovah God, we see that we are reaching. We are here. We are here, Father, to meet you today, God. And we pray, Father, that the words that comes out of my mouth, God, are going to be exactly your words, O God. Yes. That, Jehovah God, they will touch every person in their own way, O King of Glory, God. And, Jehovah God, that you can build them, Father, for what you've called them to be. We praise you and we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. So, let's get started. So, for most part, my kids are very obedient. Usually part of it is because I'm Kenyan. So, being Kenyan, daddy says or mommy says it's done. We do have that respect of, yeah, you guys have an opinion, but at the end of the day, I pay the bills, you stay in my house, so basically, you do what I do. So, you know, so I do have amazing kids, and part of it is I get to love on my kids, I get to enjoy them, I get to teach them morals, I get to guide them, because that's what God has called us to be. Kids are a gift from God, so that we can be able to raise them. So, another perk of that is, you know, as they grow and, you know, they become knowledgeable, then you can be able to send them. You know, like I'm sitting on my couch and I'm like, hey, Simon, go get me the remote. Hey, Alyssa, could you go to the kitchen and give me some water, please? You know, so you get to send them in different ways. You know, you're just good, because as we grew up, that was the same thing. I don't know about you guys, but parents would say, you know, you come down, you sit down there for a minute, and then your mom or dad will send you to go get something, and you don't even have a chance to hang out. So I do the same. You know, it's payback. And then when they have their own kids, yeah, guess what? Exactly. Then they can go ahead and do that too as well, right? So let's take one of those scenarios. So let's say I'm outside. I'm just hanging outside doing what dads do outside during summer, not winter. And then Simon, one of my daughter, is playing with her sister, Alyssa, and they're just playing in the house. So I call out to Simon. I'm like, hey, Simon. And she goes, yes, daddy. And, you know, she either keeps, you know, wait for a minute and try to figure out if I'm going to call her back, if I'm going to tell her the instruction that I want her to do. Or, in some instance, if I don't say anything, she's just going to be, you know, just quiet. She's going to expect, you know, daddy's not going to call me. It was just one of those things. I think Pastor Jay preached about that where God, I think it was a Wednesday when you say that when God calls us, sometimes we pretend that we did not hear him at all, right? So that's one scenario number one. Scenario number two is where I call Simon and I'm like, hey, Simon. And so this time, instead of Simon just saying, yes, daddy, what she does is she says, yes, daddy, here I am. Yeah. So what just happened? The very first time that I called her, she probably paid attention, which is good, and she responded, which is, I can say she's a really good kid. But she did not get up from where she was doing. She just continued doing what she was doing after there was no response, and she didn't even move. But the second time that I called her, what happened is she dropped exactly what she was doing. She came up, if I'm outside, she came up to me, and she's like right there standing next to me, and she's saying, yes, daddy, here I am.
Yes.
So with that one, the only thing we can conclude from that is she has dropped everything. She's paying attention to me, and she's expecting me to tell her what she's going to do, what she's going to do next.
Yes.
See, this is the same response that God is looking from us.
Right.
He's saying that when I call you,
yes,
stop what you're doing and come to me.
Yes.
See, because the thing is, most of the time, God is calling us, but we say, yes, let me do this and this and this, and then I'll come to you.
Yeah,
right? So God is asking you today, saying, you know what? When I call you, I want your response to be, here I am. I am here. I'm ready. I am willing and I'm able, so that you can use me.
Yes.
So the word for, there's a Hebrew word called hineni, which means is here I am. It denotes ready, willing, and able. It's a response from God. It's a response from God's calling. So just like my daughter, she's ready to hear my request when I call her. She's willing to be obedient. And more so, because she has spent time with me, she knows that whatever I'm going to call her to do, it's something that I've already equipped her with. And if it's not something that I have equipped her, I'm going to give her the equipment that she needs to do that.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. See, because I can't call her and be like, hey, Simone, come over here. Could you go move the car into the garage? She'll probably look at me and be like, Daddy, you're being silly. But why would she say that? She'll say that because Simone and I have spent enough time together where she knows my heart. So if I did tell her to do something, she know that it's either she has the ability to do it, and if she does not have the ability to do it, I have a plan to help her to get to what she is going to be doing. And that's the same thing that God is saying today, that, you know what, I'm calling you, and when I call you, I want your response to be hineni, which means I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm available. And then you wonder, why would I say I'm available? I know you can say you're ready, because you're ready, you came over here. You're willing, because of course you're willing, but then how would I be ready if I don't know what you've called me? But see, God is saying that, you know what, When I created you in the beginning, I created you with a plan. I already equipped you with what you needed. So when I call you to come and do something, I'm calling you because I've already equipped you with it, and yes, you are ready. And even if you're not ready, I'm going to get you ready in the process. But for us, the biggest thing that God is telling us is, your response is what matters to me most. See, the Bible says that he who has started a good work in you will see it to completion. Yes. So he's saying, I'm also training you and guiding you daily so that this can come to completion. See, when God created you, he didn't just have a world and he was like, you know what, I need to include Pastor Mara, I need to bring Jay in there. He created you because you are part of a puzzle, part of a plan, part of his grand plan. So you, when he created you for a purpose. So you do have a purpose, regardless of how long it's going to take, you do have a purpose. And God is saying, all I need you to do is just have a simple response of hineni. Because most of the time what we do is we complicate stuff. God calls us and you're like, well, God, you know me, I can talk. You know me, I can walk, God. You know me, people don't like me. We come up with all these excuses, and before long, guess what we do? We talk ourselves out of it. Yep. And then you totally forget, and then either God raises somebody else and you miss up the blessing that you do. Yes. But God is saying today, keep it simple, sweetheart. Because instead of, he's not saying for you to formulate all these things before. He's not telling you, you know what, you have to know the beginning to the end. He's just saying, all I want you to do is that your response be, I'm ready, I am willing, and I'm able because you give me the strength to do that.
Yes.
See, Genesis 22:1-3 says, now it came to pass that these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. Then he said, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer there a burnt offering in one of the mountains which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose up in the morning and saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and he split the wood for the burnt offering. He rose and went to the place of which God had told him. So Abraham has one son, and he's asked by God. God calls him and tells him, I want you to go and sacrifice my son. That's something really, really, really hard.
Yeah.
And if you see, when God called him, for him, he had already decided, you know what, my response to God is always going to be nanny, be hineni. Here I am. So when God, in that verse, he says, when God called him, he said, here I am. So this means that Abraham had already decided that whatever God was going to ask him, he was going to be ready, he was going to be willing, and he was going to be able to do it. He was asked to sacrifice his son. See, I believe that Abraham's faith in God to be activated, and for him to actually be able to say, yes, I'll sacrifice my son, yes, I'll do what you want, it was all in his attitude even before God came calling. So his attitude before even God came and said, hey, I need you to go sacrifice your son. His attitude was already, yes, God, whatever you ask, I will do it.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
He had decided beforehand that whatever God was going to be asking him, he would be ready, he would be willing, and he would be able.
Yes.
So when the sacrifice came for him to sacrifice, when the call came for him to sacrifice his son, there was no debate in the response. His response was, whatever he's used to, whatever he does. He just said, here I am, Lord, hineni. I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able. See, a decision to be available has to be made before the testing occurs.
Say that again.
A decision to be available has to be made before the testing occurs.
Yes.
You have to decide and declare today what your response will be when the Lord calls. You cannot wait until later. You have to decide today and say, you know what? God, if you call me, regardless of what you're calling me, I'm going to do it. Remember, you are created for a time like this.
Yes.
Amen.
See, your call may be just a few minutes away. Right?
Amen.
You have to decide now before it's too late. If you're waiting to make that decision at the moment when God calls you, your body and mind or both are going to fail you.
Yes.
See, Luke 21:25 says, and there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth distress of the nations, with perplexity and the sea, then the waves roaring, men hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things to come on the earth, for the power of heaven will be shaken. See, during those times, during the end times, whatever you think that you have, the strength you think you can hold on, those things, God is saying that, you know what, those are going to fail you. So you have to make a decision today. Today, I ask you, choose whom you're going to serve today.
Yes.
Because for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
Amen.
No matter what happens, my answer is always going to be, Lord, hineni. Lord, yes, whatever you say. Lord, I'm available. I am willing and I'm able because you called me to do that.
Amen.
What is your answer today? My first point, that was introduction, people. My first point is simple obedience. Kiss. As I prepare this message, my heart was moved by Abraham's faith. What would be my response if God came and asked me to sacrifice that which I hold so close and dear to me? That which is going to cause the very foundation of my future. What is my generation? What would my response be? See, it's very, very easy for us to say, God, and we sing these songs and we say, God, send me, please send me. You're just waiting for the big commission. You're waiting for that big thing for God to call you. But today I'm asking you, what are you doing at work when you're sitting there and the coworker, God sends you across to the desk to the coworker next to you so you can go tell them that God loves them. What's your response?
Yeah.
What about when he asks you to give up all your hobbies so you can be home to minister to your family? What is your response?
Say that again.
What if he asks you to give up your hobbies so that you can be home more to fellowship with your family? Maybe he's calling you to homeschool so that he can prepare your kids to be the next Elijah, Abraham, Moses. And the only way for him to do that is to isolate them and conquer them so that he can work on their hearts. How about that thing that God is asking you to stop and it breaks his heart? What is your response today? How are you going to answer to the greater work if your response today is short of hineni? How are you going to respond if your response today is not, here I am, Lord, I'm willing, I'm able. God is going to ask you to do some things that might look minimal to others or even to you, but his grand plan requires you to be obedient in those minimal duties. Think about Moses' sister. You guys know the story of Moses' sister? She was told to go and watch Moses when he was put in the river in a basket, right? Can you imagine if she was not obedient? We don't know what history would have done. But it was very, very simple obedience which allowed Pharaoh's daughter to come and then her mom for the sister to go get the mom so then she can be able to watch him. That definitely changed something. See, you might play a small role, yet great one that raises the next Moses. And they all start with simple obedience.
Yes.
Here I am, Lord.
Yes.
Send me. Hineni, my Lord. See, we cannot afford to say no. Your marching orders are ready, and God has been calling and waiting for you to say hineni.
Yes.
Are you ready? Are you willing? Are you able? Are you willing? Are you able? Are you ready? See, because you have to say, yes, I'm ready. Yes, I'm willing. Yes, I'm able, because you can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Do you guys believe that today?
Yes.
See, it was through the simple obedience that when God called Abraham for the big test, he trusted God and did not push back.
Yes.
He had already said in his mind that anything God you ask is going to be okay with me, because
yes,
you are God.
Yes.
But this was, if you look at the relationship between Abraham and God, Abraham and God spent a lot of time together. So he knew, they knew each other's heart. And so when God called him, he said, you know what? There was no debate in his life. It was just like, whatever you say, God, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
See? So Genesis 22:9-12. Then they came to the place in which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Then Abraham stretched out his hand and took a knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, here I am. And he said, do not lay your hand on the lad and do anything to him. For I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son from me. See, so Abraham takes the son up. And the son, if you read a little bit back there, say, the son kept asking, where is the sacrifice going to be coming from? Where is sacrifice going to be coming from? He's just quiet and takes him up, bound him and put it over here. Think about it. We read these like stories, cute little stories, but think about it. You have your son sitting over there on an altar, and you know you've seen sacrifices before. You know you have to kill him and probably do a burnt offering on him too as well. Think about it. But Abraham is just quiet. And then, this is what captured me most. And don't miss this. Even in the middle of the great ask, of which was beyond what you could imagine, Abraham is called by an angel, and his response did not change. His response was still the same. Yes, here I am, Lord. Hineni. He did not change. His heart was the same way. Even in the middle, he's holding a knife over his son, and he's about to slay him. And he did not change that response. It was still the same response. Yes, my Lord, whatever you want, let's go, let's do it.
Yes.
Yeah. See, I thought about this part a lot, and I prayed a lot, and I wondered, what would my response be? How would my attitude be? God, you've already taken all that I have. What else can you possibly want? You have my child. What else, Lord? You have my health, God. What else? My finances are just whatever, Lord. They are depleted. What else can I do? Because those are the questions that we're asking ourselves every single day. Lord, look at my life. Look at my kids. Look at my work. Look at my car. Look at all these things. But God is calling you, and he's just expecting, what is your attitude? How is your attitude with all this?
Yeah.
But see, the circumstances did not change Abraham's heart. He had already decided from the beginning that obedience was his only response. There was nothing different. It didn't matter whether he was taking his son through the walk. It didn't matter if the son was on the altar to be sacrificed. It didn't matter. He had already decided from the beginning that, you know what? I will do whatever the Lord says, and my response will always be an obedience yes.
Yes. Amen.
See, we cannot give up in the middle of the trials, because this call could be different. It might be a call of rescue, like the one that just happened. See, can you imagine if, what if Abraham was driven by fear this time when, you know, God is telling, you know, the angel has called him so that he can stop sacrificing his son. What if he was caught with fear and didn't answer?
Yeah.
What would have happened?
Yeah.
See, all God is asking you today is to trust him and not to look at your weakness. He is saying, if your response is his nanny, I will do the rest. Watch me part the waters in the sea. Watch me feed you in the desert for 40 years.
Yes.
Watch me close the mouths of the lion. Watch me walk with you through the fire.
Yes.
Watch me use you in a mighty way. Watch me do major and crazy things in your life that you can only attest to me, because I am God, and your response was, yes, Lord, here I am. Hineni. Exodus 3:4. I already have 3. I'll do 3:1. I think I already have that on my notes. Give me 1 second here. All right. I only gave up the 3:4, but we'll do from 3:1 to 3:4. Okay, Exodus 3:1. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he held a flock to the back of the desert, and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of the bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will not turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he had turned aside, God called him in the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. See, Moses is hanging out with the sheep. That's what he did. And then he sees this burning bush. And when he sees this burning bush, he comes over to investigate what's going on. When he looked, God called him. And what is his response? Here I am. See, I like Moses. The reason I like Moses is because I can identify with Moses, and I know some of you can too. See, Moses didn't have it all together. In fact, he was fearful. He said, you know, he just came up with excuses, you know. But the one thing for sure is his response was, here I am, Lord. Send me, whatever you are. Even before he knew what it was going to be. You know, Moses did not immediately get up and go. He had a conversation with God asking, see, Lord, I don't speak eloquently. I have an accent. See, Lord, I'm slow. Yet at the end of the story, he leads the children of Israel and bring them very close to the promised land. See, this evening I want to let you know that you may feel like you don't have the strength to do what God is calling you. But you do have a God that has it all planned out for you. Yes. From the beginning to the end. Yes. And all he requires you is to answer, Hineni. Here I am, Lord. See, God is counting on you to go and lead the people from captivity. He created you for a specific time and a purpose. Are you available today? Are you willing? Are you able? See, the Lord has equipped you with everything you need. See, God will send you to places, and sometimes it might not look pretty, it might not look comfortable, but you have to be willing to go. You have to be willing, because God says, all things work together for good for those who love him, for those who have been called according to his purpose. So as long as you're doing God's purpose, all the things are going to work. It doesn't matter if you're strong. It doesn't matter if you're weak. It doesn't matter what you feel like. He has all those things for you. Yes. See? And Romans 13 says, and do this understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearing now than we first believed. Yes. So time is getting short, people. We cannot wait to say, hey, Lord, here I am. We cannot wait for that moment when God is going to call us and be like, okay, I'll go. You have to decide today. As a matter of fact, we have to decide yesterday. Yes. That God, yes, that this is the answer I'll have for you. That regardless of what I go on, regardless of what happens in my life, regardless of how the election, the political things go, it doesn't matter, Lord. My response to you, for your purpose, for your call, is always going to be you. It's going to be always yes. See, this is my second and last point. This obedience and readiness come with a blessing. But the biggest blessing is found in Isaiah 58:9. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, here I am. So all along, because you've had that relationship with God, God is working in your heart every single day, and you have that relationship where you're talking and you're saying yes, and you're saying yes, and you're saying yes. There'll be a time in your life when you need God, and you say, you shall call him, you shall cry to him, and he will say, here I am, ready, available, and willing to help you.
Yes.
See, check out Abraham and Moses' relationship with God. It was such an amazing relationship. They knew each other's heart. God protected them. They spent time with God constantly. You know, think about it, like Moses, the interaction with Moses and God always amazes me. God is sitting there, he's God. He's like, I don't need to answer to anybody and I don't have to ask anybody. But he's like, Moses, move so I can destroy these people. It's kind of like he's almost asking permission, but it's like their heart is so close that he's that free with God that he can tell him. And that's why he knows that when he calls God, God says, here I am. I'm going to drop everything that I have, and I'm just going to be here for you.
Yes.
See, the same thing, Moses would be very open to God. He'll be like, God, these are your people. Just you know, why I didn't give them, I didn't raise them. You take them. Think about it. And it's not just that question of what he was doing, but can you imagine that heart? The creator of the world, you're telling him, hey, dude, I did not create these people. Take them. You know, your heart has to be, you guys have to be super tight for you to be able to do that, right? But see, that's the thing though. If you look at his relationship, through all this time they are working with God for 40 years, he's working in his heart. They're having a relationship where God says something and Moses says, here I am. Moses tells him, Lord, please don't destroy them. And God says, here I am. Don't you guys want that kind of relationship with God?
Yeah.
See, you too can have a relationship with God where you call him and he answers. You have to be willing to do whatever it takes. You have to be willing to just look at him. Because you think about it, even to some point, Moses, even after being in the wilderness for 40 years, he didn't even see the promised land. And that was not a surprise to him. God had already told him that. So you think about it, when Moses was caught in the burning bush, he was like, I'm going to get you to go over there and you're going to take all those people to the promised land. That was his marching order. So can you imagine if Moses just focused on the end goal? If he just focused on the end goal and then halfway through the journey, it's like, well, you hit the rock, you're supposed to speak to it. Guess what? You are not going to the promised land. What would have his attitude be? But see, for Moses, this time they spent with God, the relationship they did, he would call upon God and wait for God to come down in a cloud. And I bet you when Moses was told that, his concern wasn't, let me get to the destination. His concern was, hey, you know what? This is even better. Now I don't have to deal with these people. I can go hang out with you for the rest of my life. You see? But that cannot just come just like that. It came because of the relationship, knowing God, knowing his heart, that even when God withheld something in his life, which he had already been working towards, he was still very happy. How do we act when God is closing those doors and withholding stuff in our life? What is your response? Are you fighting through those doors straight to open them? Or are you guys saying, yes, Lord, here I am, whatever you want me to do? See, if Moses was concerned with getting to the promised land, he would have missed out so much. See, in our lives, we focus so much on the destination. We think about where you want to be, but you forget about now when God is doing something major.
Yes.
We are waiting for that big call when I can go and do something major for God. But God is asking you, what are you doing with the things that I'm asking you today?
Yeah.
Where is your heart with the things that I'm asking you today? So as I close, I ask you, do you want a relationship where you can call to God and he can say, here I am? He can say, I'm in charge of 7 billion people in the world, but you, my son and daughter, is calling. Yes, Simon, I'm here. Yes, Alisa, Hineni. Yes, Eva, yes. Yes, Kevin, here. Yes, my daughter. Yes, my son. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm willing and I'm able to move just for you because you called me. Do you guys want that? Do you want that response?
Yes.
Where God stops everything just for you because you called him.
Yes.
And because he's seen your heart. He's seen you seek him every single day. He's seen you speak with him. He's seen you search him. He's seen a relationship that's been going on. And instead of going doing all this extra step, it gets to a point where I can just be going through something and I stand and I'll be like, Lord, And I cry to him, and he just stops what he's doing, forget about you other guys for a minute, and then he just responds to me and says, "Yes, Kevin, here I am." See? We need to keep it simple. Very simple. We complicate things so much. We think in our heads, we try to formulate it, we try to quantify it, we try to the other thing, whatever. But God is telling us that we need to keep it simple, sweetheart. Do you guys receive that?
Yes.
All right. Let's stand up and pray. Father, we praise you, God. We thank you, Father, because your word never returns void, oh God. We thank you, Father, because you see everybody's heart today, God. And you are very personal with them, O King of Glory, God. You know exactly what they need, where they are in their lives, oh God. So, Father, King of Glory, I pray that you will do something new in them tonight, oh God. That Jehovah God, you change our hearts, O King of Glory, God, and build us, Father, to be able to depend on you, God, and to look up to you, God, and just have the response of, "Yes, Lord, here we are, God. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, whatever you want, O King of Glory, God." So, Jehovah God, we can have that relationship with you, Father, where we call you, God, and you say, "Yes, yes, yes, my son, yes, my daughter, here I am." We praise you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Have a good evening. And go get your kids. Yeah.